Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Thursday of the seventh week of Ordinary Time. Today's theme, what's causing you to sin? Cut it out. Our first reading today from James chapter 5 verses 1 through 6 speaks to the rich, but even if we're financially poor, we probably have the same materialistic attitudes. Shopping malls today are designed to attract customers by appealing to our wish for wealth. There are marble floors and high ceilings and palatial architecture and indoor gardens cater to our commoners' wish to feel like royalty. In today's gospel reading from Mark chapter 9, verses 41 to 50, Jesus warns us that it's very dangerous to cater to the desires of our flesh nature. Notice that he does not say we're destroyed by the things of the world. We are destroyed by wrongly using or responding to the things of this world. He puts the blame squarely on our hands, our feet, our eyes, not on what we hold, where we go, or what we see. If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. Our hands can bless others with loving touches, or they can slap. They can hold the Blessed Eucharist in adoration, or they can grab it as we rush out the door to continue a very worldly life. If your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. Our feet can take us to those extra events at church, or they can take us to bars and parties where we contribute to sinful jokes, drinking, and lustful affairs. If your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. Our eyes can lead us into a state of meditation as we admire a beautiful statue of the Blessed Mother, or they can mentally undress a sexy-looking body. They can behold the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, or they can watch immoral TV shows. Jesus says, cut it out. Jesus also says, everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is a purifier. Salt gets rid of the bacteria that causes food to spoil. But what's the fire that will salt us? The Holy Spirit. We can get rid of the sinfulness that spoils our lives by letting the Holy Spirit consume us like a fire consuming a candle. Every morning, give God your hands, your feet, your eyes. Give him everything that might cause you to sin. Jesus is saying, keep the salt of my love in your hearts, and you will be at peace with one another. We don't need to go to the mall to feel like royalty. As we are purified by the fire of the Holy Spirit, we become who we really are, royal princes and princesses of the great King of the universe.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.